Neil, I'd like to know how you got the Beatles out and fooled everybody last night.
Well, it was so hard to get them in that I decided with the chief of police and with the police captain that when they came off stage, went straight off stage, turn right into a lift and go down to the basement. When we got there, we went through sort of subterranean passages, through boiler houses, etc. And then through where all the newspapers and people had been for the convention, right the way through to an underground passage with just one-way traffic going through it. And from there we got into a police van and went the wrong way out of the passage. The police had blocked it off, you see, so we could go through the wrong way down this one-way street, across a parking lot, and then down Pacific Avenue to the hotel.
I asked this of Derek before. Is this one of the worst experiences you've seen? You've been with the Beatles from the start.
No, we can never judge what is a worse experience than another. They're all the same. They're all very tricky, or a lot of them can be, you know, but none of them, I don't think any of them are worse than others.
Was this one of the most ingenious ways that you have had to figure out to get them away from some hall or some location?
No.
What is one of the most ingenious ways that you have done it?
Oh, there's been so many that I just can't think of one that's much more ingenious than others. A lot in England, we've gone from the actual theatre underground and come out in other buildings and up lifts. Oh, you know, we've gone a couple of blocks underground before we've actually come out into the cars or the van or whatever we go out in, you know.
Have you ever disguised them?
No, never disguised them.
Neil, you've had many experiences. Was there ever one time when you just were at a loss for a plan, when you just didn't know what to do?
No. I can never be at a loss for a plan, or we'd still be in the theater now.
Thank you very much, Neil.
Okay.